opportunity, better jump on board. Make your business part of Velocity Radio. Get more info at velocityradio.fm.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard
Welcome to Tooth Talk, everybody, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, and sadly, I'm here by myself tonight without my co-host, Dr. Ken Bursman, who's recovering from surgery, and he seems to be doing a lot better and on the mend. And I want to extend a very heartfelt hurry up and get back to help us out here, Kenny. And we're going to miss you tonight, but we've got one of your good friends and one of my good friends tonight on, somebody that I've been associated with somehow in her family, whether it be with her or her husband for over 40 years. I know her husband, who used to work with my dad when I was since I was a little kid, and I'm really excited to have Dr. Perry Greenstein with us tonight. Perry's background, a little bit about her, so that you know, listeners, is that she's been involved in dentistry for over 40 years in some capacity. And we'll delve into some of that, see what that means. Either it means she's really old or she's started at a very early age. So we'll have to get to the bottom of that. Perry went to one of the finest dental schools in the world, the University of Pennsylvania. I say that with authority, as I had the opportunity to go there for my perio training. So whether that's true or not, we'll still believe it, and we swear by that. She also attended the University of Colorado Boulder, and a local girl done good. She went to George Washington High School here in Denver, as well as I, a Denver Public School grad. So it seems, Perry, we've got a lot of similarities in our background, so we'll have to get into some of that. Additionally, she's been on medical staffs of the Fitzsimmons Army Dental Clinic, St. Anthony's Hospital, as well as Rose Hospital. She's written some publications in the past, and I'm pretty excited to kind of have Perry here tonight and talk a little bit about kind of where dentistry's been, where dentistry's heading, get some of her experiences, and find out her thoughts on many of the changes going on today, as well as what she's seen over the span of her career. So welcome, Perry, and thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, one of the earlier shows, I think it was one of the first shows I did with Ken Bursman, he and I both talked a little bit about how we got involved in dentistry. And it was interesting because Kenny indicated he always had wanted to be a dentist since the fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And I think I was first exposed to dentistry myself probably around second grade when my uncle, Dr. Bursman, kind of was bribing me, I said, with some gold pellets that they used to do for gold foils. But it always kind of spurred my interest in dentistry, and I always wanted to be a dentist at an early age. And I think, you know, in talking before the show, you said you had a similar experience. So tell me a little bit about how you got interested in dentistry and how you kind of took it from there and went on to school and kind of your experiences in that regard.
Sure. I always, ever since I was little, I always worked with my hands. So I think that, you know, dentists really like to, are artists and we're craftsmen. But when I was your age, when you went to your uncle's office.
25?
No, 30? More like second grade.
Oh, okay.
I went to my mom's dentist and he said, she told him I had a tooth that was loose. And he said, puts me in the chair and he says, is it this one? And I said, no. And he said, is it this one? I said, no. And he took it out real quick and he went, is it this one? And I went, wow, that was cool. And I just said at that point, that's what I want to do. I want to be a dentist. And I ended up working for a gentleman named Court Boxwell in Denver for when I was in high school. I ran the office. Over the summers, his receptionist would take off. So I would run the office in the summer. And then when I was done with high school and I went to college, I went also worked for him and I worked for dental labs. I worked for Denver Dental Lab. In Denver.
Were you ever a dental assistant for him? Or
I was an assistant and I ran the office. Back then it was a one girl office. It was very different than today.
Yeah.
Very different. So I did everything pretty much. But then I worked at a dental lab, so I knew what they did. And when I went to college and I applied to the University of Pennsylvania, unbeknownst to me, Dr. Boxwell went there also. And they actually called him and said, this person really worked for you all those years? And he said, yeah. And he knew I was in way before I did. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of fun. But he was a great, great guy to work with. And I learned a lot. And I just found a passion for myself. I'm artistic. I like people. I'm creative. And I'm very lucky that I found dentistry. I think people can go their whole life and really not find something they love to do. But I still love to go to work. And I've been doing it as a licensed dentist for 33 years now.
Yeah, so I totally agree with you. You know, when you enjoy what you're doing, it never seems like work. It's just, I always say it's a place where I go.
Yeah.
And it's a place where I do things, but I never feel like it's work. And it seems like that's how you feel.
No, I think as a woman, when I go home and I have to cook for my husband and family and do the laundry and the cleaning, I tell my patients that when you clean a bathroom, a week later, it needs cleaned again. But when you do a crown and you see it 10 years from then, it's just a great feeling. So
you can't get Izzy to do some of the cleaning?
No, I try. But what can I say?
Come on,
he's actually
Izzy.
A great help.
That's pretty funny. So when you came out of the University of Pennsylvania, you came back to Denver. Did you start your practice from scratch or did you go in with Dr. Boxwell or kind of tell me what happened in
No,
that.
Dr. Boxwell actually had just taken an associate the year before, but I worked with a gentleman named Lou Dubin.
Okay.
He was a children's dentist and I worked with him for a couple of years. And then I actually got married and moved to Arizona. So I worked in Arizona for a couple of years, moved back to Denver and started my own practice. I took over for a gentleman named Dr. Dudley. He was really ill, and I ended up kind of acquiring a lot of his patients, and I went on from there. I never bought a practice, and I never had to because word of mouth, I had a lot of really good patients, and they appreciated my work, my hard work, and I'm honest, and people like that. I think that people feel that in you, and they know when you overtreat or when you push things or you sell things and I'm not, never had to. And so I've built up a really good practice of great patients that way in all these years.
Yeah. And we had talked also prior to coming on about some of the things we like about our profession and that's some of the relationships that we get to build.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, knowing you for as long as I've known you and the style in which you practice, it's not a high pressure place. It's just taking care of people and trying to do the right thing. And that's kind of, you know, one of the models and one of the attributes that we always really respect and like about, you know, some of the people that we get to work with.
Yeah.
You know, being a specialist, we see things from all over the city. We work with all different types of dentists and it's your style of practice. Those are the kind of the people that we seek out and try to work with and try to, you know, form relationships with so that we can help not only you and your restorative dentistry, but your patients and make it a better experience for everybody. So, you know, it's nice that's your philosophy. So you've been practicing over 35 years. Does that mean that you're no longer taking new patients or are you still taking new patients?
You know, as long as you're practicing, I think you're always taking new patients.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
And if I was a patient and wanted to come in to see you in your office, how would I get a hold of you?
You would either find us on the web at www.PerryGreenstein.com. Or you would call our office, and we're centrally located off of Colorado Boulevard and Cherry Creek Drive North.
New office, everybody.
beautiful new office. And we are, our phone number is 303-733-7399.
Yeah, and one of the beauties of building out a new office means you've got some expenses involved in that. It means you're going to be pricing for a few more years.
Oh, so. Yeah. I figure I've got a good 10 left in me.
Even though you've been going for 40 plus, now at this new office, it will be at least be 45 plus. So that's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah.
So, Perry, one of the things that I'd like to talk to you about after the break, because we're coming up on a break here pretty quick, is kind of some of the changes that you've observed in dentistry and how that's impacted you and your practice and your patients. And maybe talk about, you know, some of the stories of some instances of where it's kind of helped people and changed their lives and
sure.
and brought that to bearing. So we'll begin that after the break. And again, if you guys have any questions you want to ask Dr. Greenstein, our local call-in number 303-800-4366, 303-800-4366. I'm Dr. Doug Heller, and we'll catch you on the other side of Tooth Talk.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
If you had to go in for surgery, would you want a skilled physician? Of course you would. The legal system is no different, more difficult to navigate than you can ever imagine. And if you find yourself in a courtroom, don't get stuck with a lawyer fresh from law school. You want the experience of former deputy district attorneys who know criminal law inside and out. Anderson & Carnahan, a top Colorado Springs law firm specializing in criminal defense. Attorneys with over 50 years of combined experience fighting for their clients in criminal law that will aggressively fight for you in any pending criminal matters, including DUI, traffic offenses, domestic violence, and more. Call today for a free consultation, 855-779-0846. You can also find valuable information online at AndersonCarnahan.com. Discover what you need to know about your DUI case and read helpful attorney tips to save your license, plus other great resources. Get the most experienced legal counsel for your case with Anderson Carnahan. Visit AndersonCarnahan.com to set up your free consultation today or call 855-779-0846.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 888-98-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335. Parker Trailers. From entry-level trailers to flatbeds, cargo, and horse trailers, plus all your parts and service needs. Now with two locations in Parker off Parker Road, and now open at the Pikes Peak International Speedway in Fountain. Visit ParkerTrailers.com for product information and details.
There is no better advertisement for your business than a well-executed sign. A great sign tells a story, one we understand just by looking at it. Are you selling fun and relaxation? Are quality and integrity the top priorities? Or do you need to build trust and confidence? You may have invested in a great logo with great colors, but there is a visual language beyond color. It tells a richer story, and that language is dimension. Don't just tell people who you are. Show them who you are. With 3D letters, layers, sculpted elements, textures, or metal finishes, we make 3D signs that tell a memorable story about you. Visit our website at big3dproductions.com to see the best 3D signs in the USA. That's big, the number 3dproductions.com. Or call us at 303-646-2500. What story does your sign tell about you?
It's new. It's fresh. It's cutting edge. This is Velocity Radio.
Here I stand, head in hand. Turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, flying solo tonight. missing my partner in crime, Dr. Ken Versman. But filling in is our special guest, Dr. Perry Greenstein, a local Denver dentist, been in dentistry over 40 plus years. And prior to the break, Perry, we were talking about some of the changes that you've seen in your practice and in dentistry as a whole, whether that be technology, whether it be age of patients, that kind of thing. So why don't you, for the listeners, kind of give us maybe a little bit of your observations of some of the things that you've seen go on relative to changes.
Sure. I think that in my years of practice, I think the biggest thing that I've seen is that any dentist that's been practicing for several years should be doing something called minimally invasive dentistry.
And what does that mean?
It means that back when I went through dental school and you went through dental school, Doug, we were taught to not only take out decay from a tooth, but we were taught to do something called extension for prevention. And it was a 1906 policy of a Dr. Black that said that not only should you take out the decay, you should take out all the grooves and crevices and anything that can get decay. And it's today, you know, if I think I could equate it to women that go and have a lump in their breast. In the olden days, they would have a mastectomy, but today they would just take out the lump and do a lumpectomy. It's pretty much the same in dentistry. Today, if your dentist is looking and they see decay, today we would just, well, people that are up to date with what's going on is we would just remove the decay. And we have ways to help us do that. We have stains that show us decay. We have drill bits made out of ceramics like the white knives you've seen over at Bed Bath & Beyond that just cut out soft things. So we have means of removing just the decay. So we don't have to do the drilling like we used to do in the olden days where we removed too much tooth. And that's why so many of us in our 50s and 60s, whatever, have all these crowns because not only did your dentist remove the decay, your dentist also took out good supporting tooth. That's really important because you need that tooth. So today we only remove the decay and we fill it. And it doesn't really matter what you fill it with. You could fill it with gold or silver or the white fillings that people are using. But as long as you don't destroy the tooth, I think it's really a big change.
And from a patient point of view, is that less discomfort?
Absolutely, because you're doing a lot less drilling. And it's pretty quick. It's pretty quick. And in fact, sometimes I find I don't even have to anesthetize a patient because it's just so minimal. It's just, and they even get amazed, you know, they're in and out in a half hour and we get the decay and we have a filling in there and they're good to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is a nice service.
Really nice service. And also I think that any dentist today worth their salt is using digital x-rays because I think that digital x-rays, not only do they give less radiation to the patient, but they are just take so much better pictures than the pictures we used to take in the olden days. We really get to see into the roots and the whole tooth. And you know, we see just a lot more. And also we can send those, you know, if you work digitally, you just send them if someone needs to be referred to, like you, a periodontist, we just grab that x-ray, send it to you and say, hey, Doug, what do you think of this? And yeah, it's just a great system.
I think that's, in our practice, that's one of the transformative technologies that we've really adopted and liked. The other nice part about digital dentistry or digital radiographs, and this really kind of goes to dental implants that, you know, we place. Back in the day, prior to that, we would have to take an x-ray and then put it through a processor, and it would take 5 minutes to process between films. And if you missed what you needed to see, then you started all over again.
Right.
So, you know, with the advent of digital technology, it allows us to see really what we need to see instantaneously. And if we didn't get a good film, we can retake it
immediately.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is we have television screens in our operatories today. And that way we can show patients, this is what we're looking for. And this is what we see. And here it is on the x-ray and it's right there. I mean, it's black and white. Yeah, they don't know how to read x-rays, but we teach people.
Yeah, absolutely. So those, you've mentioned two things. You mentioned, minimally invasive dentistry and the digital x-rays. Any other technology that you see kind of spearheading where you're going or that you've adopted in your practice?
Well, like I saw something today and I was telling you about this at break, is that we also use stains that show us decay. And I saw at the University of Pennsylvania how they're using stains in tumors so when they dissect a tumor, they can remove just the tumor. So it's kind of neat because I think that what we see in one field carries over to a lot of different fields. And I think that's great in dentistry and all over, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, much of the science, at least in our field, periodontology, that we've seen over the last few years has dealt with that systemic perio relationship, meaning the overall health related to the periodontal conditions. And so anything that, or many of the things that are going on in the body, some of the early symptoms are really found in the oral cavity. So those stains and lights and different technologies will really be useful, I think, moving forward.
Yeah, I think very, very, very much so.
Yeah. How about some of the technology people can use at home? For instance, you know, when we were growing up, it was a toothbrush was a toothbrush was a toothbrush. I mean, what's your thoughts on kind of what's going on in the field of some of the electric, sonic type brushes and that type of thing?
Well, I think that electric toothbrushes are really good and really bad. And I'll give you examples here.
Uh-oh, this could be trouble.
Uh-oh. I think they're fantastic if they're used correctly, but most people take home an electric toothbrush from Target or someplace and they just plug it in and turn it on and start using it like a regular toothbrush. But the problem is that they're way too abrasive if used with an abrasive toothpaste and a strong hand. So we tell patients that we recommend a mild, almost clear toothpaste, and we tell them they're not brushing, that the toothbrush is doing all the work for them. So they just gently move the toothbrush around their mouth. And if you use something, any of this, like a Sonicare or whatever, and you have a toothpaste that's too gritty, you have to be careful, because one thing that a lot of dentists are seeing today is where the tooth itself is actually getting brushed away. And I tell people, if you were to take your electric toothbrush home and put your toothpaste on it and go to your car finish, that you will take down off all the paint all the way down to the metal within a short period of time. That's how abrasive it is. So we tell people to be careful. And
so is the problem, the problem seems to be in your mind, the toothpaste, not the brush.
I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination, because we always ask our patients when we look in their mouth, if they don't have this wear on their teeth, we say, what do you use to brush with? And generally it's a hand brush. So over the last 10 years, I've seen a lot of tooth destruction from electric toothbrushes. And it's probably something that they don't want you to know.
I think the companies have recognized that. I know today, once you put on a certain amount of force in these brushes, the brush will stop moving.
Oh, wow.
And that's about 25 Newton centimeters of force on the tooth.
Some of them, I think, do stop. But like I said, there's some people that walk around the house with it. Really, really are brushing strongly with it. And we say, it's on these toothbrushes, especially ultrasonics, it kills bacteria. It's great. I mean, I've seen cleaner mouths than I've seen in years. I just don't want it to go past that.
Yeah.
Where you're destroying teeth, because that's what we're doing today. We're not doing a lot of fillings on those people that remove decay. We're doing fillings that actually are just additive to protect teeth that have been brushed away from toothbrushes.
Yeah, we see that. How about some of the other home care instruments? Are you a fan of those? Some of the proxy brushes, toothpicks?
I think that reach access flosser, it's kind of like an automatic flosser. Anything to get you in there, soft picks. There's so many different tools out there. And if you go to your drugstore, you go to your King Supers, wherever, your pharmacy, they all have something that you can use to get in there. Anything helps you out.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, that's, you know, in the old days, I think from the 50s, it was twice a day brushing. Are you still a big advocate of that?
Yeah, we say once a day with your electric and once a day by hand. Definitely. Definitely. And yeah. Probably electric. I like electric at night because I feel like I go to sleep with a real clean mouth. So.
Yeah, I don't think we make a big distinction between the two, but mm-hmm. I always tell people, I think if they brush their teeth minimum twice a day, at least see their dentist twice a year for cleanings, it'll probably keep them out of big time problems.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, I kind of use that too, into the old love connection philosophy. So.
Yeah, I like that.
But there's some people, and you may want to comment on this, that twice a year cleanings maybe not be enough. And so what are your thoughts on, you know, some of those people and how often, you know, because everybody's different.
Right. So, well, you know, we tell people it's not just a cleaning, that it's an important part of their health and healing, and that your oral health is linked to systemic health. We know that by now. And we also know that what's occurring in your mouth can be connected to many diseases. So it's all about prevention. It's about staying healthy and saving your teeth. So it's everything. It's a whole ball of wax.
And so if I was somebody that was tended to have a lot of inflammation, a lot of plaque buildup, how many times would you tell me to come in a year?
People like that, that don't seem to be doing well themselves, we need to see 3 to 4 times a year.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how we work it. And there's some people that do such an immaculate job in their mouth that they actually could see a dentist once a year. That's just the way it is, you know, but generally most people, I would say twice a year.
Yeah. I think we're on the same page in regard to that. You know, it's a little different in our specialty because we're working with general dentists like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we end up telling our patients is we typically like them to alternate. Now we're seeing a skewed portion of the population because they're typically people that have had gum problems and gum disease, but we like to get them in about every 3 months,
right,
seeing one of us, either us or your office, for instance. And we really emphasize with them that the beauty of that is they really get everybody's expertise.
Right. It's a lot of eyes looking at them and nothing gets missed there.
Yeah. And I think in fairness to us, we kind of are tunnel visioned on the gum and bone,
right,
issues.
Right.
And probably, and you guys are probably a little bit better attuned, at least I would hope so, at looking at some of the restorative needs and keeping a good handle on that. And so I think by doing that alternating recall for those kind of patients, it's a real benefit to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it keeps them honest too.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we go on, I want to again give out our call-in number, 303-800-4366. If anyone's interested in talking to Dr. Greenstein, let us know, 303-800-4366. I'm Dr. Doug Heller, along with my guest, special guest tonight, Dr. Perry Greenstein, and we'll see you on the other side with some more informative aspects of Perry's practice, dentistry at large, and what's going on in our field of work.
If you had to go in for surgery, would you want a skilled physician? Of course you would. The legal system is no different, more difficult to navigate than you can ever imagine. And if you find yourself in a courtroom, don't get stuck with a lawyer fresh from law school. You'll want the experience of former deputy district attorneys who know criminal law inside and out. Anderson & Carnahan, a top Colorado Springs law firm specializing in criminal defense. Attorneys with over 50 years of combined experience fighting for their clients in criminal law that will aggressively fight for you in any pending criminal matters, including DUI, traffic offenses, domestic violence, and more. Call today for a free consultation, 855-779-0846. You can also find valuable information online at AndersonCarnahan.com. Discover what you need to know about your DUI case and read helpful attorney tips to save your license. Plus,
plus other great resources. Get the most experienced legal counsel for your case with Anderson Carnahan. Visit AndersonCarnahan.com to set up your free consultation today or call 855-779-0846.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 888-98-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
This is the year. You've waited long enough. Get that motorhome, pop-up, fifth wheel, or toy hauler from family-owned RV America. You have to see their huge 135,000 square foot RV mall in Johnstown, exit 254. They have over 700 brand name RVs in stock at huge savings today. With three locations, Aurora, RVAmericaInc.com, and Johnstown. Over 700 brand name RVs in stock at huge savings. Raptor, Allegro, Fleetwood, Keystone, Montana, Cyclone. See RV America's incredible 135,000 square foot climate controlled indoor RV mall in Johnstown. State of the art big rig and RV body shop and oil change facility. No rig too big. RV America accepts all insurance collision repairs. Voted the number one dealer in the state. This is the year. You've waited long enough. Shop over 700 brand name RVs in stock at huge savings today. See the beauty of America at family-owned RV America in Aurora, Johnstown, and online at RVAmericaInc.com.
This is Velocity Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
24/7 at VelocityRadio.fm.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with my guest tonight, Dr. Perry Greenstein, local girl done good, been in dentistry over 40 plus years, and we wanted to get back to some of the things kind of going on in your practice, Perry, on this side of the break. One of the things that you probably see in your community, people that tell you that they're kind of afraid to go to the dentist or they don't like their dentist. Tell me some of the things that you do to kind of make that appointment easier for them or kind of bridge those fears and get them back to getting involved back in dentistry. And the other thing I want you to kind of comment on in relation to that is how many of the population don't see the dentist as a whole. And how maybe some of them kind of, you can maybe convince some of them to get back into the fray and take care of their teeth and their oral health.
Sure. Well, I think that in my office, we make visiting the dentist much less scary than it was in the past. We have a very, very calm, sedate office. And we, for the minute you walk in to the minute you leave, we spend time with you and explain things to you. I think that people are really educated today. They go on the web, they go on their computers, and even before they walk in, they know a lot more than they used to. But I think that some people get traumatized when they're little kids, and it's almost like being molested or something. People, I've heard patients being tied to chairs, being slapped, you know, and they still have a problem in their 50s and 60s of sitting in the dental chair. Because, you know, it's like post-traumatic stress. And I think for people like that, you know, we can give them sedation. We can use nitrous oxide. I've built up a practice of over 30 years by just being gentle. But also, I think that dentistry is a craft and an art. And I think that any dentist that's up to date, you know, there's a lot of tools that we can use to help us out in practice today. And I think if you're up to date, you know that things are out there to help, and we can help patients that have
So,
those fears.
So give me an example of one or two of those things that you're talking about.
Here, I'll give you an example. I was working at St. Anthony's years ago, and I was removing a tooth, and I turned to the patient that I was working on, and he actually was an engineer. And I said that as I was taking out the tooth and taking out the root, I said that someday there will be a tool kind of like a corkscrew that you can screw into the tooth and lift the tooth out. And his name was Jerry, and he said, let's invent it and call it the Jer Pear Extractor. And I said, no, let's call it the Pear Jer Extractor, because, you know, that was where we were. Well, we never did the R&D on it, but a few years ago, I read in a magazine that there is that tool and that a lot of periodontists have it.
We have used it.
Yes, I'm sure. And I invented it 25 years ago, but I never went and did the R&D on it. And that's what happens.
We want to see the drawings. We want to see the drawings.
I think the dentists, we're like any mechanic or whatever working in the field, and we can develop things. We can think about things. Like another example I gave you is that I used to say years ago, 20 years ago, I said, someday there will be something that will reverse the numbness. So you'll be able to walk out of here and not be numb. And today we have it. And I've used it, and patients love it. Now, if you have a procedure like you do, Doug, where you're doing a little bit more difficult procedure, maybe you want the patient to be numb for a few hours.
Sometimes we give them the long acting.
A long time. But for me, if I have someone that needs to go out and their job involves talking, they don't want to be numb. So I have a way to reverse that. So that's the tools that we have today.
Well, I would like to give a little plug out to Alex Miller of Meisinger Dentistry, because they do have that tooth extractor, and I have used it. It is called the Benex extractor, and it works phenomenally well.
Yeah.
And, we've used it in our practice, and in certain situations, it really has made the difference. So either you were before your time or didn't spend enough time figuring it out, Perry, but that tool is out there today. Tell me also, we talked a little bit about that you like to spend time with patients and kind of get them educated, and that you feel that they come in a little bit more educated even from the get-go. Tell me a little bit about your overall practice philosophy and kind of, let's say I'm a brand new patient to see you, what that first appointment would be like.
Well, first of all, I have a wonderful office. I feel very fortunate. My front desk person, Susan, just came to Colorado about a year ago from Detroit. She loves being here, loves being out of Detroit. And she's fantastic. She's warm with patients, and she listens to people. And I think that's a lot of it. You know, we call places and we're put on hold, and we're put through so many people to our buttons to push. It's just nice to talk to a normal person, and she's great. And then I have a great team that I work with. My hygienists are just perfectionists. They know what they're doing. I feel really fortunate that I have them. One hygienist I've had has worked with me for many, many years. Her father was a dentist in Denver. His name was Don Morris, and her name is Dorothy.
He was around for a long time.
Oh, yeah. And my other hygienist, Lisa Skipinski, is... she's just, I work with people that are just so good, and they care. And my patients know it. I mean, it's really obvious when you have somebody working with you like that.
So if I called up and this to tell me a little bit about my first appointment, what would I expect?
Your first appointment in our office, you would have a thorough exam by me and my hygienist. You would get a full mouth set of x-rays if you didn't come in with them from a previous dentist. We chart everything.
Digital.
I'm sorry?
Digital.
We chart everything that has been done in your mouth. We also measure your bone level. And Doug knows how important that is, because a lot of dentists just kind of skip over that part. But I think that's as important as anything else, because it gives us an idea of where you're at in your oral health.
Years ago, I wrote an article on the five signs you're seeing a good dentist. And that was one of the things I put in there.
That they're doing
that. They're actually doing the probing and actually recording the probing.
probing.
And people will know that. It's when your dentist is saying to your assistant, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're measuring the level of bone in your whole mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. And so then do they come back and see you for a plan, or do they
usually
tell them kind of what's going on right then?
Yeah, usually my hygienist then will evaluate them, and we will see if how long it's been since they've been to a dentist, how their care is, what they need at that visit, and kind of formulate a plan from there.
Yeah.
From there on.
And tell me, Perry, again, the phone number to your office.
It's 303-733-7399.
And obviously still taking new patients, as we talked about.
I'm not dead yet.
Prior. So, yeah, if anyone's looking for a new dentist, call Dr. Greenstein,
303-733-7399.
Thanks.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 888-98-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
There is no easy way to face criminal charges. The Frankfurt Law Office can help. With over 20 years of collective experience, the Frankfurt Law Office is capable of handling any legal situation. Contact them today for a free confidential consultation at 303-830-0090. That's 303-830-0090. Or visit them at frankfurtlawoffices.com. When the long arm of the law reaches out for you, fight back with the Frankfurt Law Office.
This is Chuck. I recently purchased a new travel trailer found on trailerbroker.com, and woo-wee, did I get me a deal. I shopped around a lot, didn't know much about trailers, but the kind folks there at trailerbroker.com helped me find the perfect bunkhouse to meet my family's needs. Not to mention, they saved me thousands from what I was told was a special deal. Check out my friends at Trailer Broker today at trailerbroker.com.
Fresh, it's cutting edge. This is Velocity Radio.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way. I got a
dentist. Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. Tonight's guest, Dr. Perry Greenstein, thank you very much for spending time with us. We only have time for a few more questions, but I want to get them in and kind of get some answers. Perry, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is kind of the philosophy or dental. When someone has dental insurance, how does that impact their treatment in your office, or even conversely? What happens when you think the treatment's indicated and their dental insurance says, hey, they can't do that? Tell us a little bit about, you know, why that happens or why that even occurs.
Sure. Well, the best way to lay it out is that employers negotiate with insurance companies to create the dental insurance plans. But insurance companies are in the business to make money. So you need to know that some insurance companies make deals with dentists in order to get contracted fees. Unfortunately, in order to pay our expensive overhead, these contracted dentists have to do more work because they're getting paid less. So, I mean, my philosophy is I would rather be honest and not look for work on people and not over-treat people. To give you an example, not to do a crown when I could do a filling. A filling would suffice.
Minimally invasive.
Exactly, minimally invasive. Instead of contracting with a lot of these insurance companies to get more patients. I'd rather just take better care of what I have. It's just my philosophy. And it's how I like to be treated by doctors and dentists also.
Absolutely. But what if, you know, this happens to us all the time. Well, what does my insurance cover? How do you respond to that?
Well, we tell patients that insurance, unfortunately, the people that are making those decisions are generally secretaries and interns and whoever sitting there judging what they need. And if they need something, they need it. And I can't really, I can send x-rays and I can send photos, which we do all the time. But if people need it, we have to, we explain why they need it. And a lot of times insurance companies, I mean, luckily the insurance companies I've worked with that I have been honest for 30 years and they generally trust me. But, you know, sometimes we go to bat for patients as best we can with their insurance. Unfortunately, in the long run, I don't think the insurance should determine what you have done. I think it's up to each person to determine what they need and to get the right thing done.
And it's also why patients can't call in over the phone and say, what do I need? Because they need to, we need to look at them, evaluate them, and make those decisions. So if we can't do it and we're trained dentists, I always wonder what makes an insurance company feel that they're able to do all that.
So, right.
And it goes back to maybe some of the stuff that you indicated. How about this? How about one of the other things that seems to be going on in dentistry, and I'm not a big fan of, and I'll be quite upfront about that, is this super dentist concept about some of the dentists that try to do everything. And the reason I say that is one of the reasons I went into periodontics is because I always felt that it would be very difficult to be a jack of all trades.
Right. It's the old jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah. And I wanted to focus on what I felt I could be good at and kind of narrow my scope and be good at that, as opposed to doing that. So tell me a little bit about why you use specialists or your philosophy on when you use a specialist and kind of how you work together as a team in that regard.
Well, I am a generalist and I do a lot of cosmetic dentistry because I'm kind of, I'm a little hyperactive and I like a variety, and that's been my whole life. So that's why I chose general dentistry. But when I get into a situation that I know a specialist can do better and the patient will get a better outcome, plus it'll be easier on the patient, that's when I refer. If I, like for you, if I have a patient that has had problems keeping their gums clean, keeping everything clean, and they have bone loss and we are not getting a good result, it's time to go to a periodontist. And, you know, we sit down with the patients and we say to them, it's time. We can't, you know, we've tried, you've tried, we're not getting anywhere. It's time to go to the specialist.
Yeah, it's like my physician. They don't try and do, you know, heart surgery. They don't do colonoscopies. They don't do, you know, all the other things that they say go see a specialist for.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of our philosophy too. And I think it best serves your patients because it's what people do on a daily basis. And that's kind of how I look at it.
Plus, Colorado law is that if you can't do it as well as a specialist, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. Well, you're held to the same standard irrespective of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're not a big fan of the super dentist.
No, not. Okay. I wouldn't take my dog to one.
Okay. Well, that would be the super veterinarian dentist. Before I go to my next question. I do want to thank our man in the box, Big Sean, for helping us out tonight. He's doing a great job. If anybody wants to call in the last few minutes of our program, 303-800-4366. So Perry, other than dentistry, What are some of your hobbies? What are the things that excite you outside of the field of dentistry?
I have a phenomenal husband. I have three wonderful daughters. I'm really lucky to have three great kids. And I have a lot of hobbies. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I rented a couple of chickens.
What?
I rented chickens, and I had chickens for the summer for a couple of weeks. I was on Channel 9 News.
Wait, where do you go to rent chickens?
There was an ad in the paper that if you ever care, because I love fresh eggs, and they said, do you ever want to own chickens? Why don't you try renting them? So I called, it was called Rent a Chicken, or I think that's the name of
what
it.
What a clever name.
Clever name. And they brought over the coop and the chickens, and my middle daughter named them Laverne and Shirley. And so we had chickens and we had a coop, but we had a problem. We had birds without benefits. I had no eggs. So after 2 weeks of chicken stuff all over the patio and flies and mice and no eggs, I called him back and said, I think the chickens need to go home. So that's the kind of stuff I do. My husband cracks up, but I love my house. I do a lot of cooking and baking. I'm kind of I'm a baking geek, and I do a lot of fun things on my spare time. So I'm always busy.
And your kids are pretty accomplished as well.
Yeah, older daughter is an MD. She's going to be a OBGYN. My middle daughter.
When does she get done with her?
Two more years, and she'll be done. Son-in-law, her husband is going to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh,
so
geez.
They're pretty busy.
Are they coming back to Denver?
I would hope so, but it's going to be a push and pull because he's a Florida boy. So he thinks it's always snowy here. He doesn't really know how nice it is here.
Right.
My middle daughter is in advertising, in the strategic part of advertising and the digital part. She works for Google right now. And my youngest daughter is a techno DJ.
Yeah.
So you like that for variety?
So you're used to being on the radio or around.
Oh, yeah. I'm used to seeing her up on stage, but not me.
But she's made it pretty big time.
Oh, yeah. She's been at Red Rocks and the Fillmore and the Ogden all over town. And she produces and performs. So she writes the music and then gets up and performs it. So it's pretty amazing. She's pretty amazing.
And so how long is that kind of show?
For an hour sometimes where she gets up and does that. And she's at the University of Colorado in their program to produce and to do that. University of Colorado in Denver has a program.
That's pretty neat. That's really great.
Yeah. So none of them are going to be dentists. What could I say? And I'm okay with that because
none of them are going to be realtors either.
Yeah, that's true. Like my husband, I think that if they really, we both have that philosophy. If you don't want to be here, you shouldn't be.
Do what you love. And that's kind of why you're so successful at being a dentist. And
yeah, because I love it.
Hopefully what they like as well. In the last minute or two, tell me, let's say you're at a cocktail party. People find out you're a dentist. What's the most common question or what's name a question that someone's come up and asked you at some
point? I dislike you more than I like the IRS agent. How about that?
That's funny.
No, you know what? It's kind of funny. We used to have a really bad rap, and they used to say that the suicide rate was really high in dentists. But I don't really think that's true anymore. In fact, I don't know if you know of anybody that committed suicide. I don't, as a dentist. And I really think that I think the people that are in it want to be there, like you and I, a lot of people. It's not an easy field.
Well, I like to believe that. I'm not certain that's true. I like to believe that that's true because that's how I feel. But, like I said, it makes it easy to go in every day. And it makes it easier to perform at a high level if you love what you're doing and you're striving for knowledge. I know you're kind of a CE geek looking to kind of move your practice forward each year and each month. So I think it is nice. So.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, maybe I look for referring docs like that too. I treat my patients like kids and I love my patients and try to take good care of them.
Great. And in the last couple seconds, tell me your office number one more time.
Sure. It's 303-733-7399.
Great. And that'll do it for tonight's edition of Tooth Talk. A special shout out to Dr. Ken Versman. Get back here soon, buddy. I'm going to need your help. And we look forward to seeing you in our next show. And thank you, Dr. Greenstein, for a very informative hour.
Thanks for having me.
Somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.